What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Gals on the Go podcast. We're so excited for this episode today. Brooke and I get into long-distance friendships, how to not get overwhelmed with life, what's going on in our lives, and tips on having roommates. But first, one of our sponsors helping bring the show to you free today is Privé Revaux. Jamie Foxx, Ashley Benson, and Hailee Steinfeld aimed to shake up the eyewear market, and they have done just that. Privé Revaux was founded on the belief that head-turning styles shouldn't be a luxury reserved for a select few. So they created high designer sunglasses, anti-blue light, and reader glasses starting at just $29.95. The perfect pair of glasses can make you feel like the world is just waiting for you to show it who's boss. I know I feel like a boss when I wear it. There's these one pair that I have from them that are like these big black sunglasses. I've been wearing them in like all my vlogs. You guys should totally check them out, but they're so cute. I'm obsessed. Each pair of handcrafted glasses have high standards and low prices. Polarized lenses, 100% UVA, UVB protection, and lenses with blue light blocking technology. Love that. They leave no stone unturned when it comes to creating the most affordable, high-quality, handcrafted eyewear on the market. And you can enjoy 15% off your first purchase using the following promo code, GALSONTHEGO15. You heard it right, GALSONTHEGO15 for 15% off your first purchase. Now, enjoy the episode.
Hey guys, what is up? Welcome back to the Gals on the Go podcast. I'm Brooke.
I'm Danielle. We're so excited to be back at it. I'm in a good darn mood today, Brooke.
Yeah, I feel the same way. We're recording this on a Sunday. Per usual, Sunday morning. I guess this is like our new thing now. A little Sunday
session. I'm
kind of
into it. It's so good. Like, I woke up this morning, edited my video, drank some coffee, and now I've moved on to kombucha. I'm talking to my best friend, and we're recording a podcast. Like, it's so nice. It's such an excuse to, like, talk every week. I love it.
It is. It is. We do, like, our little, like, 10-minute life catch-up, and then we're like, wait, we should record. And then we get right to it. It's so fun.
Yeah, exactly, because we also talk about life in the podcast, so we're like, wait. We should be talking about this on mic.
Exactly. On the mic. So we're having a nice little week, honestly. I think things have really turned around since last week when we did a lot of complaining.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, yes. Totally, yes. Update, we are better this week.
I think that sometimes it's just you go through something and you're having a bad week. So I think we're doing better. It's Labor Day. Labor Day weekend is honestly so needed. Like that one day, it really just opens up a whole new world.
Yeah. A whole new world.
I knew that was coming. Why did I know that was coming?
How did you know? Last night, all my friends came over after like game day and stuff, and I performed like the whole High School Musical 3 for them.
What? Why?
Like, you know that one? Well, because you know that one song? It's called Senior Year Musical or Senior Spring Musical, and it's like a ton of songs together. It's like Now or Never. I don't know. Maybe you're not.
No. Well, I don't know that one.
I like can't performed say it familiar. For my friends. I can't say. Okay. Well, anyways.
I'm not very well versed in High School Musical 3. I'm more of like a 2, like fabulous wow. Sharpay Evans.
I mean,
like,
same.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was like the peak. Okay.
peaking moment.
Peak. So, that's really what else has been new? We're just enjoying our weekend, the day off tomorrow. Just living life. I took off.
Dogs just
Friday,
won.
Nice. Yeah, the dogs won.
We beat Vandy. It's so crazy. I don't know if you saw the game at all, Brooke, but literally the Vanderbilt Stadium was 80% red.
I did.
It looked like a home game. Dogs travel.
Me too. Also, it's always an excuse to go to Nashville. Like, I was about to go because
I know you were.
Should I have gone? Damn.
I did see that all your a lot of your friends went.
I know. It looked like a really good time. But at the same time, like, that's like a trip in and of itself. And I'm actually home for the weekend. And I just like needed to come home. So like I don't really regret it too much.
No, I think you're fine. And like there's always more away games that you can go to. And like you're always an alum.
I got a call from the university. You're going to get a kick out of this. Like,
no.
On like, Thursday, I got a call and it was like, hey, like, we see that you're an alum of the University of Georgia. We're wondering if you'd be like willing to give back to the Georgia Fund just $10 a month. I was like, I'm literally already getting calls about this. I just graduated. Like, that is
like,
so sad.
Do they expect us to start donating? Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, I was like, well, I'm like a recent grad. So, like, I don't really, like, I unfortunately, like, I don't really have the budget for that yet. Or, like, so I'm just like said something because I just wanted to get on the phone, but like, be respectful. And they're like, okay, no worries. And then they went into their second. second pitch, and they were like, okay, so maybe you could just donate $10 flat today. And I was like, no, like, I'm not giving anything today. Like, I just paid
I gave you so tuition. Much money for 4 years. Yeah, we're out of state here. Like,
maybe when I, like, make it someday and I'm, like, a baller.
Oh, yeah, in the future, for sure. Just not, like, when you're...
I'm 22 years old. I just graduated. Yeah. Like, are you serious? Not to be, like, annoying, but, like...
Or... Yeah, no, I know. We sound terrible right now.
No, I love my university, but at the same time, like, I just paid so much money in tuition. I haven't even paid off all my student loans yet, let alone, like...
Still working out here.
Yeah. I don't know. That was so weird. But go dogs, so...
Go dogs. This week, we are going to be answering all of your questions. We like to do these, like, I don't know, every month and a half or so to kind of check in. We have a lot of questions that we pulled that you guys asked us on the Gals on the Go podcast Instagram page, which if you don't follow it,
you should.
It's popping. Do it right now, honestly.
Uh-huh. We post, like, quotes and inspirational stuff. It's not, like, a platform for us to, like, just advertise or whatever. Like, it's actually, like, a really cute aesthetic feed that it's Emma community. Is, like... The community leader of.
Yes, our creative director, whatever, I don't know, she's just awesome. She does, like, everything for us, and she's freaking awesome.
Absolutely incredible.
So, yeah, should we get into our highlights and lowlights of the last week?
Yeah, let's hit it.
Highlights and lowlights.
Woo! All right, you take it away.
Ugh, mine's, like, sad boy hours.
Oh, no.
I know. I mean, it is a low light. Oh, I'm not going to get too sad about it. No, it's fine. Okay. I, like, just couldn't think of anything else, you know me.
Okay, I'm nervous.
No, it's fine. So today, as we're recording this, is September 1st, which is exciting because it's my birthday month, Virgo season. But it's also a little bummy because today would be Miley's birthday, my dog. And
oh, I'm so sorry.
Don't be sorry. And I don't know why. I just, like, it was, like, midnight last night, and all my friends were like, oh, my God, it's September 1st. And then I just, like, immediately thought of her, and, like, I just miss her so much, and I love her, and I know she's good, and I don't know why I'm tearing up right now. But... I love you, Miley. So it's just, like, a little bummy when I think about it, but, like, it's all good.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's crappy.
That's just my low. And if that's my low, it's okay because I know she's okay. She's in doggy heaven.
Yeah, that's rough. I mean, anniversaries of death and birthdays, like, anything like that is really rough. So
yeah,
you're staying strong. You got to go find, like, another dog to pet today or something. Like,
I know. I need to. I have some friends with dogs. I think I'm going to have to go hang out with them.
Just to get your mind off of things. Oh, yeah. That's nice. At least you have, like, Delaney and, like, some friends there to, like, be like, I'm going through some stuff today.
Yeah, I'm sorry about Delaney's that. Dog actually just recently passed away as well. So did you not know that?
Oh, my gosh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was, like, right before we moved in. So we're both such dog lovers. It's just been, like, weird, but...
You got a dog.
Delaney's gonna kill me for saying this. So Delaney and I were talking last week, and it's just funny because Delaney and I being roommates, like, I'm definitely a gal on the go, and, like, I'm always, like, in and out, and like, we just joke about it because, like, I'll come back and she's, like, watching a movie, and then I'll leave and I'll come back, she's watching another movie or, like, whatever it may be, just because, like, I'm, like, she also has a couple online classes, so she, like, doesn't, she only I think she only goes on campus for two classes. But she finally was like, Danielle, I think I need a hobby. Like, because last year she lived in the sorority house. So there was, like, always things going on. Yeah. So she was thinking, she was like, maybe I'll, like, do the guide dog program. And I was like, I am not opposed to that at all. But then we were both thinking that we'd get attached. So not sure. But then I was like, you can just, like, fail the guide dog.
Is that okay? You can't, though. You can't. So I went to, like, the seminar thing freshman year about it because...
Were you thinking about doing it?
No. It was, like, on my hall, and, like, my RA was like, oh, you guys should come. Like, it's, like, it was, like, Chick-fil-A and guide dogs or something like that. And I was like, okay. I mean, I'll go get, like, free Chick-fil-A. My RA was like, you guys should come. Like, just come, whatever. And I was like, whatever. Mm-hmm. I forget who I went with. Also, I think I was trying to get house points for Katie because I, like, really wanted to live in the house. I don't know. It was, like, a second.
Yeah.
And you got, like, involvement points or whatever for doing that.
Yeah.
So I went, and... They said, like, because people were, like, raising their hands, asking questions, like, oh, but can't you just, like, fail the dog so that you keep it? And they were like, honestly, it's not about how you train the dog. It's just, like, that's, like, there's a way of, like, figuring it out internally, like, within the dog.
Oh,
you know what I mean? It's not, because you're not really, like, as much as you are taking care of it, you're not the one, like, really sitting there, like, training it, I think. Because when they send it off to the school to be a guide dog, like, that's the training portion, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I thought you trained them. Oh.
No, I think that it's more or less like you're taking care of it. Because, like, how could they, I mean, not to be, like, annoying, but, like, how could they really trust, like an 18-year-old to like,
I don't know. I'm just wondering.
No, that's like, it sounds very intense. Like, okay, you need to, or I don't know. I feel like people like slip up and stuff.
Yeah, I'm not sure. If any of you guys know about it all, we're definitely interested. I mean, I don't know.
Is that a thing just at Georgia or other schools too?
I don't know. There's definitely a prominent community of guide dogs on campus here.
And they're all over campus, and they're so cute and tiny.
They're so cute. And now they're, like, poodles, and, like, I'm such a doodle poodle girl. I like labs a lot, but I have a weakness for the poodles and the doodles. And there's some, like, why do I keep saying poodles and doodles? Like,
doodles.
Doodles. And there's, like, a couple guide dogs that are doodles on campus, and I literally cry when I see them. I'm like,
oh, so. Cuties. Aw. Cuties. Yeah, they're cute when you're sitting in, like, your big lecture halls and you, like, look and there's, like, a little puppy in the corner.
It's like, hi, the puppy. Best. So, what's your lowlight? Sorry to get that.
Okay, so my lowlight is just that I'm home right now on Long Island, which is a highlight. Like, the highlight is that I'm home. No. But I don't want to go home. Like, back to Boston, meaning. Yeah. I'm just, like, not in the mood. I really, like, I slept in today, and I had the most amazing night of sleep that I haven't had in, like, the longest time. Aww. And I've just been really enjoying my time with my family. And like I said this in an episode a while back, that I love being home instead of having people visit me. And my mom was like, it's probably just because you're not used to hosting yet. Like, you're still, like, a young adult. Like, you're learning how to have people over. And I even had friends yesterday tell me, they were like, oh, I want to come visit you. And, like, I want them to come visit. But the thought of that, like, stresses me out, like, in advance. I'm already, like, getting, like, stressed about it. Like, I want them to come and visit because I miss them. But I don't like hosting. Like, we know that.
Yeah.
So, I don't know why. I just have, like, a thing against it. Like, I like having people over for, like, a dinner or something, but for an extended weekend, that's, like, a lot, I feel.
No, it's a lot. It's a lot. It's almost better when they're like, oh, I'm in Boston for this. Like, do you want to get lunch?
Exactly. Like, oh, my gosh. Love that for you. Like, you want to, like, go out together. You want to get dinner. Like, 10 out of 10, let's do it. But when it's, like, extended periods of time. So, anyways, I don't mean to complain. But I love being home. So, it's sad for me that I have to leave tomorrow, Monday. I'm going to take a train back. I just wish I had, like, a maybe, like, one or two more days. And I know that's not life. And, like, luckily, I get to see my family a pretty decent amount. So, it's not about, like, seeing my family. It's literally, in this case, just, like, being home.
Like, being in your room.
Very and, like, relaxed. Yeah, like, I drove to Starbucks this morning. I did my little
thing. Saw. I was like, she is loving that.
I love it. And just, yeah, just being home. And I hanging out with my brother. And I'm going to see my family, like, my aunts and uncles and all that after this. And, like, I just wish I had more time. But it's okay.
Yeah,
it's all right. That's, I mean, if that's my biggest lowlight right now, like, I'm doing fine. So, like,
yeah,
it's okay.
There we go. Exactly. We're always, like, trying to justify our lowlights. I, like, love us for that.
I know. But that is truly life, though. Like, what am I going to do? Just take, like, a week or two off of life and come home? Like, no. Like, I could only take one extra day. It's not that big of a deal. It's all good.
Yeah.
Hey guys, hope you're enjoying the episode so far. I'm popping in to share with you guys a little bit about Ren Skincare. So Ren Skincare believes in being clean to the skin and clean to the planet because they know that what goes on your body is key because it actually goes in your body, essentially. So Ren Skincare doesn't just offer clean products, they offer clean to the planet products. They pledge to be zero waste by 2021. Love that. They actually updated their cult favorite Perfect Canvas Clear Primer. This is a great formula and it used to be $55 and they just lowered the price to $45. This is a product that I've been using lately. So you just drop a few drops into your hand, warm it up, like rub it, you know, apply it gently to your face. And it really is perfect as a base for makeup. It creates like this nice lightweight formula that's perfect for like gripping it. And it makes your foundation last longer, which I love for work because I'm putting on my makeup at like 6 a.m., you guys, and I'm not taking it off until like 7 p.m. I need something that's going to last on my skin and make my makeup look great. And this is the product. It has natural agave, which also creates like a smoothing texture, minimizes the appearance of pores, which I really notice. It also is silicone free, which I know is super important. Hydrating, because we don't want any dry, cakey looking skin. Nobody likes that. It also has probiotics that help balance out, regulate your skin. And I love this. They have a new recyclable glass bottle, so you can easily recycle it. Just separate the bottom from the pipette and then put it in a recyclable bin because that's how we give back to the planet, guys. A little goes a long way. all you need is just 2 drops for your entire face. I'm absolutely obsessed with this stuff, you guys. So you can check it out. For a limited time, listeners are going to get 20% off full size items, including the Perfect Canvas. Like I said, that's the product that I use, the Perfect Canvas. Go to usa.renskincare.com and use the code GALS, GALS. Once again, 20% off all full size items, including the Perfect Canvas. Go to usa.renskincare.com and use the code GALS. Now back to the episode. All right, so what?
All good.
Highlights. Switch it up.
Highlights. So mine are kind of like all over the place, but last week, obviously, we did an episode on positivity and we were both in kind of bummy moods or kind of going through stuff. This week, I feel a lot better. I feel like my life really is together. I've got my routine. I don't feel overwhelmed anymore. I mean, I feel like a little overwhelmed every now and then, but that's normal. Like, I kind of thrive off of like being stressed. But like, I just like having, this is so annoying. I know I talk about this all the time, but having this Spin Studio Purvello, like, in Athens has been like the best thing for my mental health. Like, seriously, I've been going almost every day. It's been so much fun. I've just never felt so good about my body. Like, I posted like a bathing suit photo yesterday. I don't ever do that.
No,
actually, I do. I definitely did that.
So good. Killing
it. I just like feel, thank you. I just like feel good and I'm just really happy. I love all the people that work at Purvello. Like, I feel so at home when I get there. They're all super sweet. I just met a subscriber. She works at the front desk and she was like, I was listening to your podcast and I'd be so mad if like I did it. You like said in your podcast that you wish people said hi. And I was like, I do. I'm glad you said hi. So I don't know. It's just been like a really good environment. I got a lot of my friends to try it and we're doing like a private ride for my Kappa Delta, so like
I don't know,
I've just been like getting really involved and it's been really fun, so
I'm happy for you. I think it's a great community to like plug yourself into, because I feel like you are involved in terms of like Katie and stuff like that, but like this is such a different, like, I think it's so important to have stuff outside of the sorority and even just outside of school in general, so like I'm so happy.
And just like having yourself into something and just like having 45 minutes like almost every day to like not be on my phone, just like be in a dark room and just work out and sweat, it's just been the best. I'm just trying to figure out the whole like working out every day, like in spin you sweat, like I can't not wash my hair after. So it's been like hard to figure, because I don't like to wash my hair every day, so I'm like trying to figure that out, but like
I think you kind of have to though, like unless you like blow dry it, but like I don't like doing that.
No, I mean I have been showering every day. I'm just, well, the other day I figured out I had something right after that that I didn't want to look terrible for, so I like put my ponytail in a different way and it kind of worked. I don't know, it's just weird. Like, you can't not sweat. Like, you can't be like, body, don't sweat today. Like, you just can't.
Yeah, no, I totally get it.
So, yeah. What's your highlight?
So, my highlight is just Thursday. I had like the best day I think I've had in like Boston just so far. Like,
I remember you Snapchatted me and you're like, I'm having a day. And I was so happy.
I was having like a really, really good day at work. Like, I mean, I guess I could say it. Like, I'm not going to get fired. Like, we get, like, quotas for work or whatever. Like, we have to hit a certain number. And Thursday was my last day to hit it. And I literally hit it, like, just in the nick of time. So I was like, yeah, I know. It's, like, the little things like that. So I was like, oh, shoot. Like, I wasn't expecting to either. It was kind of a last-minute situation. It was, like, because we are kind of, like, new hires. So we were given, like, a subsidized quota or whatever. So hit my number, which was like amazing. And then I just felt like, I was like, maybe I am doing something right. Like, I just felt like everything was kind of like clicking, you know, when like it's like almost like when you're studying for a test and you figure out like a math test or something and you figure out the right, like not even figure out the right equation, but figure out the right way to do things and you get the right answer. It honestly felt,
it feels
like that.
So good. It's like satisfying. Yes. I'm so happy for you. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. So I just feel like I'm like finally figuring out like how to do things and how to get it right. And obviously it's validating to see that success work itself out. And then I just had a really good day. I'm like, not that I was chosen by any means, but then we got a bunch of new August hires, so I've been like helping to train them because like we just got hired, so like we're, you know what I mean, we just finished the training program,
so it feels good to pass it on. Yeah,
training them, so doing that and just like meeting all of the new people on my team and stuff has been so awesome. I just had a really, really good day at work, and then I went and got my hair done, packed for New York,
drive,
and just
our
like
baby.
Had a great day. Yeah,
went to Izu, so fun.
Yeah, Izu is also a highlight. I don't need to be like this festival queen, but like it was really
don't
good.
Mean to flex, but
Cascade and Diplo, if you guys get a chance to see them live, like that was a treat for sure. I mean,
I think I saw Diplo at Coachella. That's who was at Coachella, right?
Really?
I think so. Yeah, I've seen Diplo before somewhere. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So good.
So good.
So good.
Yeah, he was so good. So if you ever get a chance to see them, I mean, EDM festivals are something else. So you have to be prepared. Like, you need to go in like ready. I don't think that they're for people. Like, if you don't like EDM at all, like, do not go to one of these because you will hate yourself. But
yeah, oh my gosh, yeah, I have some friends that I could never see going to these.
Exactly. But I went with like a group of guy friends from work, which is interesting because I've never really been one to be like one of the bros. Like, this has never been, mm-hmm. I mean, Danielle knows me. This has never been a thing in my entire life. So things have just really changed. And it's.
I know. I love it. I'm just like, wow, like, guy friend group. Like, literally, you were the only girl, and I really respect it.
Boston changed me. No, they're just super chill and cool. So it was like a really good time. And it was like not super high maintenance. But they were really like accommodating to me. I was like, I have to like get ready and stuff. And they're like, take your time. Like, they were really nice. But I didn't really get any pictures. They offered. They're like, do you want some pictures? But I just felt so obnoxious being like, take a photo shoot of me. Like, I'm not like that. You know me. I'm not like that as it is. So with boys, especially.
Yeah, I can't even imagine. Yeah.
Can you imagine if I was having them take?
You'd be like, oh, sorry. Yeah. Like,
I know, because I feel bad even asking like Danielle to take pictures of me. So like, I'm not going to ask like, my guy coworkers to take pictures of me.
Oh my gosh, you crazy. But anyways,
overall good day. Izu was so fun, and then just being home is great day on Thursday. So tomorrow I think reality is gonna hit and I'm gonna be like, but I just have to remember that good of a feeling that I had on Thursday and be like, I can make that in everything if I like do it correctly, you know what I mean?
You've got the right mindset for sure. Just keep with the good feeling. Everyone's gotta do that, whether it's school, whether it's work. Like,
it's so true. We all
have to get a little motivated. Yeah, I think, I hate to rat you out, but I think you snapped at me. You were like, I literally had to give myself a pep talk this morning.
I did. No, I did.
But that was the same day, right? That was on Thursday.
The same exact day, because I knew that I wasn't going to work on Friday, and I was just anxious to get home, anxious to, like, you know what I mean? I was like, I'm so ready to be home. Like, it was a Friday. It was essentially a Friday to me. And then, it just happened to be, like, the best day so far. So it's always those days that you're like, I feel like it's always those days that you go in with not a negative mindset, but like this day kind of sucks that things could really turn around. So like, keep your chin up, keep going.
Chin up, Charlie.
Okay, good stuff. Should we hit the current fave?
Let's do our current favorites. Woo!
These are a few of my favorite things. Myself all of my favorite things.
All right, so I'm really excited about my current favorite for this week because I always love when I get recommendations from you guys and then, like, I get it and, like, I love it. Like, it's just, I don't know, it's just, like, a great pattern, you know? Like, getting, like, we love Rex. So not only you guys, but some of my friends recently told me, so I just, I think I've talked about this, I've talked about it in a video, I don't know if I talked about it on the podcast, I really struggle with finding jeans that, like, high-waisted jeans that fit my waist and also my butt. It's just, like, a struggle. Like, the only ones I can find are, like, Fashion Nova and, like, you know, whatever.
I like the Fashion Nova jeans, so don't knock them until you try them.
No, I like them, too.
No, not you. I just mean people hear the name Fashion Nova, they're like, what? But they're actually great.
No, they have flattering jeans. I think it was you that actually got me on them. Yeah. But they, unless they have petite ones, the ones I always have to roll up, like, whatever. So I said it in a video, and a lot of people commented saying to try the American Eagle curvy line. And I was, like, hesitant to try because I, like, wasn't sure. And I ordered two pairs because they were also, like, doing a sale, like, buy one, get one half off. I was like, this is too good. And a ton of my friends told me they like American Eagle jeans. So I tried. And I always want to wear mom jeans, like, kind of boyfriend style fit, whatever.
Same.
And they never fit me correctly because whatever. And these are, like, made for me. And I'm so happy they fit my waist. So they're smaller in the waist and bigger in the butt. But they're also still, like, kind of baggy. So, like, they're cool mom jeans. And then I got, a skinnier pair that are distressed. And I'm so happy with them. Like, I am so happy with them. And I just have to thank you guys for recommending them to me.
Wow. So I've actually heard really good things about American Eagle just in, pants in general.
General,
and obviously,
yeah.
Airy bathing suits. They're, like, super body inclusive.
Yeah.
They have great body inclusivity. Is that the word?
Inclusivity? Yeah.
Body inclusive, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And are they the ones you posted the Instagram in last night?
Yeah.
They looked so good. So.
I need to thank you. I need to wash them like once. They're a little bit like big in the crotch area, not to be weird. Okay. They're kind of like that. Like, I don't know. I have really weird body proportions. I'm really trying to figure it out. But for the most part,
oh my gosh, they are great bodies. Stop.
Thank you.
Seriously.
I don't know. It's just, like,
not you weird, have the tiniest say. Waist and you actually still have a butt, so like actually you're doing something right.
I need to like talk to the Kardashians, like what do they do? They're on another level, but it's like that vibe, and I need to figure out how they dress, like how what they have just stylists for everything.
No,
but,
you do a great job of dressing to your body type, because
thank you,
it always looks great, so
thank you, great job. Thanks darling. Happy Earth Month, you guys. I love that I can shop sustainably at Macy's. I actually really appreciate that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. So, you guys want to join in on the fun? You can join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. You can donate online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose. I think this is such a cool idea, like turning old schoolyards into green spaces. That's so exciting. I feel like more and more we're needing to go outside, so this is perfect, and I love Macy's for that.
Summer. The best time of year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Alexa isn't the only one with breaking news. Make sure to hang around at the end of this podcast for the latest breaking headlines on the AP News Minute.
Hope you guys are enjoying the episode so far. I want to talk to you guys briefly about one of our sponsors that's so exciting, LaCroix. Yeah, that's right. LaCroix sparkling water was developed to give health-conscious consumers refreshment, flavor, and sparkle with an innocent twist of zero calories, zero sweeteners, and zero sodium. I truly love LaCroix. I've been drinking LaCroix forever, like if I'm just like laying out by the pool or if I'm getting homework done, whatever it may be. It's very refreshing and I don't feel guilty for drinking it. I know that sounds really weird, but I just love it how there's nothing artificial in it and it's a healthier alternative for you and your lifestyle and is available nationwide. And you can check out a full list of retailers on LaCroixWater.com, but usually it's not hard to find. I absolutely love them. LaCroix sparkling waters are gluten-free, vegan, kosher, and non-GMO, Whole30 proofed, and environmentally friendly. So they're really checking off all the marks, and the cans are perpetually sustainable and recyclable, which I love. And again, I feel less guilty. So for more information, join the LaCroix community on social at LaCroix Water. That's their @, or you can check them out at LaCroixWater.com. But you know what to do. Get refreshed, get LaCroix sparkling water.
Okay, so mine is honestly just Glossier in general. So I got the chance to visit their Boston showroom last week, which was so sick. If you live in Boston, go to the Seaport pop-up. It is an experience to be had. It's like little shopping rooms and like so photogenic. Like you can take the pictures and like do the whole thing, whatever. I went with Natalie. And what else was I saying? She's a great podcast too. The Real Real. If you ever need like another good podcast to listen to, a little shout out there. But I specifically love, this is a new product. I didn't even know they had this. It's the makeup remover and it's like a waterproof makeup remover. Basically, I always use micellar water all over my skin to take off my makeup, but I always wear waterproof mascara and like waterproof, you know, right. Like eye makeup doesn't really come off with like a micellar water. Do you feel that way?
Yeah, no,
you kind of have
to
scrub.
Makeup wipe girl. Yeah.
Oh yeah. I forgot you're makeup wipe girl. So anyways, I got just like the waterproof eye makeup remover. I'm pretty sure that's what it's called. And it is so good. But I always notice that with eye makeup removers, they're kind of like oily and they make me like, they make my eyes like blurry. You know what I'm talking about?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
But these are actually, like that product is actually really good. So I'm a big fan of it. I don't think it's too expensive. I also love their bomb.com. Like, I mean, Glossier just in general is killing it. The brow flick is also really good. So it's really just the brand as a whole. But
yeah, you got so much. It looks like a fun day.
Yeah, and I really want to go to the one in New York, so we should plan a trip to New York and go to that one together.
Oh, twist my arm. I really do need to figure out when I'm coming up to Boston, though.
Yeah,
everyone's like, you need to go before it gets freezing cold, and I'm like, I know.
Oh,
I do.
I'm going to get a winter jacket this week. That's on my list.
Yeah. I'm excited to see which one you get.
I'm prepared because I know it's going to be a brutal winter, and like I'm going to need something literally just for walking to from my car into work. So,
oh my god, that's crazy town. Well, updates to come on that. I'm sure.
I'll send you pics.
Well, good stuff. Should we get into our goal for this coming week?
Yes.
Goals. Awesome. Oh wow.
So I actually kind of struggled to figure out a goal for this. I don't really know. I feel like it was just going to like be the same ones, but this is what I'm going to try and work on for this week. I want to be better about, I think we talked about this, focusing on like one thing at a time. 'Cause I have a really bad habit of like being with my friends or whatever. And then I'm thinking about something I need to be doing for school or whatever it may be. Like, it's just, at that like point, you're just not enjoying anything. Yeah, actively listening, actively being present. I'm pretty good about, like, if my friends
and I like, go to eat. You're good about not being on your phone.
I'll put my phone down. I do put my phone down. I want to talk. Like, if I'm with my boyfriend, like, I'm never on my phone. Like, there's just certain times I'm really good about it. But then other times, like, I don't know. It's just hard to, it's hard to figure out when is okay to, like, be in the moment. But, I don't know. I just want to, like, be better about that and, like, really enjoy and be in the moment and be present. Not be like, okay, what's next on my calendar?
Exactly.
Because guess what? That is next on your calendar and you will do that next. You don't have to be thinking about doing it next. So, that's
it's
my
so
goal.
It's so true.
Pretty simple.
It's so true. My current goal is, that's a great one, let me first say. Be more present. But I feel like you already do a great job at it. So, I need to make that clear.
Thank you.
Danielle's like one of the best people about not being on her phone. Like I'm so bad about it. Or like listening to people. I feel like you actually do genuinely listen and remember like facts about people.
I'm glad you think that.
But I get it. If you're like overwhelmed with a lot going on right now though, so I get it where your mind could like drift in other places. Is that kind of what you're
saying? Yeah, just like drifts and like I don't know. Like in class I even find myself oh my god, my boyfriend wants to get dinner. I just got really stressed. I just see I'm getting stressed. I just find myself, what were we saying? See, I just got distracted. I found myself getting distracted. I don't know.
No, it's okay.
I just got distracted.
You
Squirrel.
Need to, like, have you ever considered using, like, I mean, I'm saying this to you as a projection of Asha, do it too, like Headspace or like one of those like meditation apps.
Okay. So funny you said that. In my professional development class last Wednesday, my professor, or we had a guest speaker, and she did like a 20-minute meditation. Like we all sat in the class for 20 minutes, and she did a, it's called a Shavasana, and my mom's probably like laughing because my mom always tries to get me to do it. My mom's a yoga teacher, if you guys didn't know, and like she'll always do it. And I'm always like, I don't really feel like doing it, but it really was good. Just to like pause for 20 minutes and like whatever she like, it was like a guided meditation. And so I thought about
so
Headspace.
Nice.
I don't know if it's Headspace. Oh, I have the other one. Calm. See, okay. Like Calm. But yeah, okay. No, I really
I
should.
Maybe I do have that
one. Do you use Headspace like actively?
So I bought the subscription when I was still a student because it was $10 for the year or whatever, but I can't say I've used it more than like 2 times. And I used to like I liked it the few times that I did it, but I guess I could.
We need to both do it.
Yeah, I've been waking up at 5:30. I really should just do it. I'm scared, honestly, I'm going to fall back asleep. Like, I feel like I'm going to do it and then like it's going to put me back. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I don't mind if I fall asleep, but I always put an alarm on if I do a guided meditation or when I do. Yeah, very not often. But even if I take a nap, I have to put an alarm on because I'm scared I'm going to, like, miss something.
There was one particular day, like, at school last spring when Mariah and I were super stressed and we put on a guided meditation we found on Spotify and, like, laid in my bed and did
that's
it for,
so
like,
cute.
Like, not, like, under the covers or anything. We both like laid on top of the covers and listened to this guided meditation for like 40 minutes or whatever it was, and it was honestly great. So yeah, I feel like there's like ones on like Spotify, YouTube, whatever. I don't know, kind of interesting.
So, I'll like have to take that into account. Maybe I'll do that this week.
Yeah, I'm here. I am giving you advice, but
no, I love the advice.
I'm giving it to myself too.
Did you say your goal? No. What's your goal?
No. Okay, so mine is to start working out again because I've been very inefficient girl with it. I really just want to try to do even just twice this week, just like some cardio, nothing wild. I do have a gym in my building with some pretty updated equipment, so like just getting on the treadmill or elliptical or whatever it may be. It's just hard because I'm not going to do, I don't have time to do it in the morning, so I have to do it after work. But after work, all I want to do is go home, cook dinner, and sit on my couch. Like, realistically, that's like what I want to do. But I'll figure it out. So we'll shoot for 2 to 3 times a week this week, and I will keep you guys updated.
It feels good, dude. Yeah. It just feels so good to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had a bunch of people recently ask me, like, what have you been doing for working out? Like, I'm like, nothing. Literally absolutely
nothing. You look
nothing.
Good.
So, well, thank you for saying that. It's just because I'm not eating, like, horrible, but...
You're eating so well. I'm, like, constantly so impressed by, like, how well you eat for, like, how, like, busy you are. Like, it just makes me realize I really can't be making excuses. So,
Trader Joe's. It's keeping me...
I love a good Trader Joe's.
Yeah, you just went. I saw that you got some good stuff.
I did. I already need to go back.
It's so hard. Hall?
I didn't. But I think I'm like really considering. Delaney and I did HelloFresh this week, and we got 3 meals. And I'm honestly considering actually so I do HelloFresh like you do too, like for like almost every month or whatever for like a sponsorship. Like we have like a year long thing with them, but like I kind of like want to start getting them weekly or every other week because it is so nice and they're so good for you. And like last night, me, Delaney, and my friend Madeline made it, and like we got the 4 persons. So it was just like really fun. And it was really quick, and it was healthy and yummy, and I don't know.
It is.
I'm just bad at grocery shopping.
Yeah. It's also really fun, like, when you have roommates to do it. I will say that's the one thing about living alone is that you're kind of, like, doing it all, and then, like, I'm prepping this all, and I'm like, great. I made myself, like, this beautiful meal for myself to eat alone. Like, it's kind of, like, whatever. So when I had roommates, it was fun to do it. Now it's kind of, like... It's still fun, and I like it because I don't have to think about it. Like, the recipe literally shows up at your door, but
it's so nice. I know, it's funny. We have one more meal left in the fridge, and the, like, little recipe thing, like, fell in between our counter, and we literally can't get it.
No, so we don't know what they're online.
Okay, I thought so. Yeah, I thought we'd be able to Google it.
Yeah. They're all, I think, like, on the HelloFresh website. You don't even need, like, to buy HelloFresh, I'm pretty sure, to get the recipes. Just a little tip.
Okay. Oh, a little tip. We love HelloFresh. See, we're not even sponsored by them for this episode, but we just love HelloFresh.
I really do love it. I miss doing it with my roomies. I miss them. But
I miss you with your roomies.
I know. I feel so weird, too, because, like, everyone at work has a roommate. Like, no one lives by themselves. So when people are like, oh, who's your roommate? And I'm like,
literally me last year. Literally, like, oh, who do you live with? I'm like, me, myself, and I.
And then people think that I'm a total freak. So.
Yes. And then everyone looks at you like, oh, my God. And I'm like, no, like, I chose
it. Like, this poor girl's no friends. Yeah.
It pisses me off when people say that. I'm like, no, I like, chose it. Like, I'm really happy. Like,
literally, 100%.
Yeah, it's very
It's actually in my life right now, yes. Oh, my gosh. Because so many people from work live with other people from work. So they'll be like, oh, my roommate's right over there or something. And I'm like,
I'm surprised at work, though. I feel like once you're post-grad, like, it's normal to, like, live alone. I don't know. That's just me.
I think it is, too. But I think first job out of college, people normally don't have the funds to do that. Especially in a major city like Boston, like, it's definitely pricey to live by yourself. But, like, I have two forms of income. Because people get so confused when they don't know that I do YouTube. They're like, oh, so your parents pay your rent? And I'm like, no. Like, not at all. There's nothing wrong with that. I know that there's plenty of people who have their parents supporting them when they first graduate. Because life is expensive, of course. But I obviously, we have some things going on. Projects in the works. So we're good. We're chilling.
Love that for you and me.
Yeah, I know. Young hustlers out here.
Young hustlers.
So, like,
I just have to say this really quickly. So I know no one asked for me to say this, but so this week in my public speaking class, we had to make our first speech. And our first speech had to be, like, a 2 to 3 minute kind of, like, intro about yourself and something that you're proud of that you accomplished. And I always struggle with this. I'm sure you do, too, mm-hmm. Brooke. Like, when people ask you and you don't want to bring up the whole social media thing, but it's, like, our biggest prized possession. You know what I mean? So I was like, okay, I'm not going to talk about my YouTube, like, whatever. And I was asking my dad. I was like, I don't know what to talk about. He was like, you could talk about, like... leadership you did in high school, or you can talk about your podcast. And I was like, you know what? I am so proud of Gals on the Go. We've literally only had it for a year, and we are
we're doing well, and I'm really happy with it. And so I was, like, really nervous because my class is only 20 people, and it's, like, a ton of, like, frat bros and football players, and I was just really nervous.
Really?
But, yeah. But I decided that I wanted to talk about Gals on the Go, and I am so happy I did. I was just, like, I don't know, it was, like, a really good moment because I was really nervous. Yay. I don't know why. I got so nervous. I hate speaking about myself, but I talked about you and our journey and, like, the companies we've worked with and things that we're doing, and I was just, like, I don't know. It was just, like, really exciting, and it was the first time I've, like, talked about our podcast to, like, a class. But, like, everyone came up to me after and were like, that's so cool. Like, I'll, like, listen. Like, I like podcasts. So, I don't know.
Aww,
it was just, like, a welcome. Really proud of myself moment. And yes. I had to just say that on the pod. I'm sorry.
No,
it's really annoying.
I'm so proud of you. I feel the same way, though. At school, I used to never talk about, like.
Oh, it's just weird.
It's awkward to talk about it. Or there's always, like, the teachers that will bring it up and be like, we're going to watch a YouTube video or something. And you're just praying,
you're
in,
like,
the back of your mind that your stuff's not going to pop up or something.
Yes.
Like, yeah, I get it.
Oh, I get thought. It. But, yeah. So, anyways. Brooke, tell everyone what we're going to be doing this week.
Okay. Like Danielle said, we are going to be connecting with some of you guys, answering a few of your questions, and just kind of letting the conversation guide itself. We gathered up a few of the most popular questions. Some of you, mm-hmm. like, these are questions that were asked several times.
Most commonly,
or just ones that we thought were interesting, like thought-provoking.
Yeah.
So we asked you guys on our Instagram, the Gals on the Go podcast Instagram. Also join the Facebook group, which is crushing life right now. Like, you guys
popping off.
Oh,
I always get
gosh.
The best advice.
Actually, and just on every aspect of life, people share their, like, engagement announcements in there. Did you just see there was another one last night?
Yes, I saw it. I saw you commented. So sweet, so tender,
so, sweet.
So happy for all of you.
I know. You guys are, so, like, it's a very supportive community. It will be like, hey, this good thing happened to me, this bad thing happened to me. Like, we all kind of, we get mm-hmm. it. We're all just gals that are truly on the go, so.
Aww, so tender. All right, so shall we get into the questions?
Yeah, let's hit it.
Okay. All right, so
the first one that we have here is how to stay in touch with long distance friends.
That makes me so sad. It makes me miss my friends from home. Actually, I'm sure you're missing your UGA friends.
Exactly. Yeah, I think that we both have friends that we see from a distance. Also, I was thinking, we both have social media friends that we don't see very often at all. So it's kind
so
of like
true.
How you stay in touch with them too. So
yeah, it is kind of crazy. That one's like, those are easier because, like, with social media friends means, like, they're always posting on social media, like, all the time.
Exactly. Yeah.
So it's definitely nice in that aspect. But with the friends from home, it's harder, or from college for you or whatever it may be. It's definitely like you really have to make an effort.
I think it's really just that, making the effort, because the people that I keep in touch with the most, it's like we're both giving an effort versus, like, just me being like, hey, can you talk, or hey, let me ask you a question. It has mm-hmm. to be like a two-sided situation. I think that that's where, like, the friendships that last are, when it is like a give and take situation and not just like a you're the giver. I talked about this last week or a few weeks ago. Like, you want to evaluate your friendships that you're giving the most effort in, because that's not a healthy friendship to be in. I think many people can sympathize with that.
No, yeah. It's hard. And, like, I'm someone, like, I always feel like I'm doing too much. I always feel like I'm the one reaching out. Like, I hate that feeling. But, like, mm-hmm. you also have to remember, everyone's kind of got their own, I don't know what the word is, social style, like the way that they interact with people. And, like, I know, like, some of my friends, like, they're not ones to make plans, but they are always down. Like, there's just certain people that don't want to reach out, but, like, it's not like they're reaching out to anyone. They're just, like, doing their thing, and they're down to hang whenever. Or I have other friends that, like, need to be planned 2 weeks ahead or whatever it may be. Like, for example, my best friend, Caitlin, she actually listens to our podcast, and it makes me so happy. And it's,
oh my God.
Honestly, it's good for her, because, like, she gets, like, the life update. Like, last week, we were, like, texting, and she's like, I gotta go to bed. Like, I'm, you know, driving back up to UVA tomorrow, but, like, let's talk soon. And, like, I was so busy, we never got to talk on the phone. But then she texted me, and she was like, I listened to she listened to my solo episode, and she was like, I feel like I just talked to you on the phone for, like, an hour and a half. So I've got your
Aww.
Life update. I just need to update you now. You know, it's, like, it's kind of convenient in that sense. Like, even for our parents, like, to kind of keep up to date with us.
Exactly. I think I do this thing now where I'll, like, text people on my way home from work and be like, hey, like, I'm about to be home in 30 minutes. Like, do you want to FaceTime? Do you want to chat? I don't really do the call thing when I drive. I know you do that sometimes. I just like to listen to music, so I do that.
Yeah.
I like, if I have a long drive, I like to talk on the phone, or if I'm walking to class, I'll call people or any, like, yeah, idle time.
I just, like, have been, like, living on FaceTime these days, especially, I don't know, and I try to ask in advance because I hate just, like, calling people out of the blue, although some people do like that, but I like, you know, giving, like, a heads up, like, hey, I'll call you in, like, 30 minutes or an hour or, like, tomorrow or whatever it may be. I just try to, yeah, it's something that you consciously have to keep up with, being like, oh, I have to check in on, like, for me, like, Mariah, I'll be like, oh, I know Mariah had a big day yesterday, like, I should check in and see how it went or something. Just being thoughtful, I think, in your approaches. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I love when, like, just getting, like, a random text being like, saw you did this, or, like, even, like, something I do probably too much, I respond to, like, so many people's stories. Like, yeah, I'll just be like, oh my god, that looks so fun. But it's a great way, like, even, I know, I respond to, like, I have to hold myself back from responding to all your stories. I just always, like, want to be like, ha ha ha, or, like, because you're so freaking funny. Anyways.
Oh my god,
but, like, I just think even responding to people's stories, or, like, my friends from home, we have, like, a group chat. I'm sure you have a group chat with
exactly
your friends from college and home and whatever, and, like, I'll, like, if it's not active for a couple days, be like, hey guys, like, what's up, like, let's all update each other, like, we'll just, like, be cheesy like that.
Yeah, I completely feel that. I think everything, you hit the nail right on the head. Just keeping in touch, but you don't have to, like, blow up people's stuff. Like, if they're not going to give the effort back, don't feel the need to, mm-hmm, like, consistently give. And I think, like I said, that's what's going to establish, like, your long-term friendships from the people that you were friends with temporarily. But also, it's some people, it's just difficult to have a friendship from a distance anyway. So maybe, like, if you get the chance to, like, go home or travel together, do something else, your friendship will be better. Because I have those friends where, like, when we're far apart, it's, like, not great. But when we're together, like, honestly, I don't know. I don't even think Maddie listens to my podcast. But, like, me and Maddie are that way. Where it's, like, mm-hmm, we're not good at texting. We're not good at really keeping up with each other. But when we are together, it is just, like, the healthiest, like, best friendship ever. So I think it's important to know.
That's so true. Like, that's even, like, me and my brother. Like, actually, he's been FaceTiming me a little bit since he came to college. But, like, I know that when I see him in person in the next, like, month or so, like, we'll just be back at it. Like, oh, Mariah, mm-hmm, just like my photo. Hee hee. But, like, I know that, like, when we sit down and talk, like, it's just going to be so much fun. Or I have certain friends like that, too, that are terrible texters or communicators. But then, like, when we hang out, it's, like, so much fun.
Exactly.
So
100%.
Yeah, that's how.
So kind of following suit on that, the next questions, I thought that it would be good for you since you are a pro little roommate girl now. It's just about, like, college roomies, establishing boundaries, balancing the whole bit. I think I mean I could kind of touch on this too, I guess.
Yeah.
So I did the roomie thing.
I mean, I think your friends, my roommate, my friend, knew us before rooming with us that we are pretty independent people. Like, I made that very clear to Delaney. Yes. She knows. Yep. Very independent. We're both, like, we need a minute alone. Like, we're both, I don't know, I've just always been built like that. Even, like, at home, like, I go home, I'd get home from school, I'd, like, go in my room for, like, an hour and not talk to anyone. We just need to, like,
unplug. Same.
And that's just how we're built, but not everyone's built like that.
You got to establish it from the get-go. That's what I'm saying.
From the get-go. Oh, my God. You have to.
Because if you're, like, all of a sudden, like, 2 months into rooming with someone and then you're, like, locking yourself in your room the whole time, they honestly might have, like, a point of being like, huh, this is weird. Like, at first we would hang out all the time and now she's in her room all the time. Like, did I do something wrong? You never want to put someone in that position. So I think just establishing from the beginning, like, hey, by the way, like, it's nothing against you. Like, I just like to be alone. Or, like, maybe you don't like to be alone. Maybe you like to chat all the time. Like, being like, oh, no, like, I love to chat. Or whatever mm-hmm. your style is. I think kind of being open about that approach to it. And some people just like to live as roommates and coexist. I'm more of a friendship-based person. But that's your style, too.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I could live with someone I don't really know. That was, like, one of the reasons. Like, I would have kept living alone, but, like, Delaney and I were just, like, hanging out all the time last mm-hmm. year that we were, like, we should just, like, live together at this point. I think one thing that I feel bad about, and, like, I've told Delaney this, like, I think I touched on it last week, I just feel so guilty because I'm always, like, doing stuff. And I just, like, I am trying to figure out how to, like, be like, okay, like, let me, like, hang out with her now, because now we don't, like, schedule to hang out with each other. We live with each other. So it's
like, it's not like, hey, we're hanging out right now. Yeah.
I get it. I don't know how to explain it. So I'm definitely still, like, trying to figure out, like, this morning I woke up and, oh, my AirPods just made, like, the do-do-do-do sound. That was really sad. Why did this always happen to me? Like, this morning I woke up, I, like, stayed in my room and, like, edited a video really quick, and then I came out to the living room and, like, we watched a little bit of a movie together, and then, like, I was like, sorry, I gotta go, like, record. But then our friend McKenna, she's here, and like they went to like go to the pool or whatever. But like I do like need to figure out like the whole, I don't know, I just feel guilty. I think that's the one benefit to you having you had like four roommates or whatever.
Exactly. And they knew, well, all of us to a certain extent had our alone time, or some of them had boyfriends, so there was like some of like that separation there. And then if they did want to like hang in the living room, they just knew me as a person. They knew that sometimes, like, even if everybody was hanging out, I just needed to be alone, because I established that from the beginning. I was like, nothing against you guys, I love you so much, but I want to be by myself right now. So I think just making it clear that it's not in a hurtful way either, if you are one of those loner types, or if you are one of the types that always wants to
it's true.
I don't know the proper word for it, like values alone time type. I don't know, whatever, maybe.
No, or if I you're was just more laughing,
social, just being like, I am used to always socializing, like whatever it is. I think you need to be open, even if they're your best friends. They might not know your style of communication yet, or your style of living with people. So like, if you kind of just moved in with someone, I don't think it's too late. Like if it was like started the school year and you're like, oh, by the way, I never really told you, like, I like to be alone, or I don't really like to be alone. Just like the habits and stuff. And I think we've talked about it kind of like in terms of picking up the chores. I think it's just like being like a fair and reasonable roommate in that sense of like, I mean, I was never the best about doing the chores around the house, but I would pick it up in other ways. Like, I would, I mean, I know this is like so like stupid minuscule, but like I would buy like the paper towels or something. Like, you got to give and take in roommate situations like that.
Definitely. Yeah. Do the dishes, like kind of just like, just kind of like kind of be aware of everything. I think it's just very important to be aware, be honest. Like, I am so all about like honesty. And if something bothers you about me, or if something about you bothers me, like, let's just tell each other so we can 100%. Avoid this, you know? Like, I don't know. That's just,
or if you feel like one, that was always our thing. Like, we had so many roommates that it was like, if one person's like not picking up the slack, like we would, the because I had four roommates, so then like four of us would talk about like the one person, and then we tried to be like honest about it, because obviously you don't want it to be like, oh, we're talking about it in someone's back. But like, if it's a problem, like, oh, so and so hasn't helped out with the chores in a month, it's like, that's probably worthy of a conversation. So I think being honest is key.
Yep, I couldn't agree more.
Roomies.
So next up, we have a question. How do you handle headaches? I like this question because I get
a lot of headaches.
It's so bad, because I'm like, am I getting a headache because I haven't drinking enough coffee and my body's just, like, addicted to coffee? Do I have a headache because I didn't get enough sleep? Am I not hydrated? Like, I think the biggest thing, I mean, I do take Advil. Like, I mean, I, you know. But I think it's, like, a lot of it means, like, staying hydrated. Like, hydro flask season, like, drink a ton. Like, if you feel, like, a headache coming on, like, just drink water. I think that is a big part, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, 100%. I usually pop 3 Advils, or that's pretty much my go-to, I would say, for like headache medication. Drink a lot of water.
Peppermint oil on your temples, or lavender.
I do like that. I try. Well, I mean, I know it's frustrating because like I get them at work or something, so I've been trying to switch to the blue light glasses to avoid.
I was gonna say,
because sometimes, when honestly, I've gotten that recently at work where I'm staring at a screen, I'm like, wow, I just don't feel well, and like I just want to put my head down and like see like black for a minute, because if I'm at home and I get a headache, I try to like sit, do the whole like sit in a dark room, relax, not stare at a screen thing. So that's helpful, but sometimes you can't do that if you're at school or whatever, school or work. So Advil is the savior. I always keep it on me. Like, I get the little bottles.
I know, me too. I'm so bad. Do you always take 3? Like, if it's not that bad, I just take 2, and then if it's like, let's get to business, I take 3. Or do you always take 3?
I guess I would say I'm probably the same most of the or sometimes I'll like take 3, and then like if it's really bad throughout the rest of the day, then I'll just take 2, because like I already had the 3 in me.
Yeah, like after the certain amount of hours. Yeah, I know what you mean.
But most of the time, actually, unless it's like ultra strength, because sometimes I take Tylenol extra strength for headaches too. I've been getting a lot of headaches at work. That's been like my big thing. But I think it's
you're looking at a computer. It's so hard.
Like the 2 monitors, and there's literally no way of avoiding it. Like, all of my work is via computer. And that's most people's jobs, I feel like, unless you're, you know, out like in the field doing something. So it's hard. I don't blame you guys. But staying hydrated is half the battle.
It's half the battle, baby. It really works too. Like, it's important to stay hydrated. Allow that to be kind of a signal from your body saying like, hey, drink more water. I need more water.
I thought that this was a good one for Danielle and I to touch on, because I bet it's something that you've been dealing with a lot since being back at school. I know it's something that mm-hmm. I deal with every single day at work, and it is how to deal with being patient and minimizing anxiety in that sense. Because we're both very like,
yeah,
let's get with it. Like, answer my question now. Like,
I know we're both so bad about that. Like, we need immediate reaction.
Very impulsive. Results. So, yes. What has been your go to strategy or methods for kind of dealing with this when people are like slower pace or
I don't know. Oh my gosh, slow paced person and I do not do well. I mean, I'm definitely still working on it, but I would say, like, sometimes, like, I'll text someone, or I'll, like, email or inquire. Like, I'll literally email a professor, and, like, they don't respond in 10 minutes. I'm stressing out. But now I'm like, okay, like, I will give it 3 hours, and then I'll stress about it. Then I'll follow. If it's a text, I'll follow up by then. Or, like, I give myself, like, okay, you're not allowed to stress about this until then. Because then it just, like, gets psycho. That's just, like, one. That's just, like, on the topic of, like, reaching out to people or, like, dealing with people and the communication. Because, like, we're both, like, okay. But then sometimes I'll get a text, and I, like, can't answer it for a couple hours. So, like, I can't. I don't know. Oh my God, Brooke, I was going to tell you this. Okay, so Brooke always roasts me because I always have like 80 missed, like not read messages. And yeah. I was listening to the Skinny Confidential Productivity podcast, and she was talking about how she time batches. She saves all of her texts until she's sitting in a spot and can answer all of them. And that's what I do because I'm not in the mental capacity to like respond. It's only like if it's like Brooke or if it's like one of my like roommates or like, I don't know, certain people, I'm like, okay, I'll respond
boyfriend.
Right away.
Yeah.
Boyfriend, yeah. So
yeah,
stuff like that.
You time batch your responses to your boyfriend.
No, he's I'm part kidding. Of that. We just don't text a lot. We usually just call.
I honestly have been having this happen a lot at work. Like if I ask a question or something, I'm not getting an immediate response, or if I just have to be patient with a process, something's taking longer than it should, mm-hmm. or yeah, it's usually waiting on other people. And I honestly have established like. When I work myself up in a way and I'm like, oh God, like what's happening? I literally breathe. I take a minute and I
inhale,
close my
exhale.
Eyes. People probably look at me and they're like, is she okay? I literally will close my eyes and just go. And it works like a charm. It really does.
Yes, I completely agree with that. You guys also know I love the Breathe essential oil. I'll use like
a I have that at my desk at work.
It's so good.
I give it to everybody. I'm like, give me your temples. And well, yeah, like, give rub me your on their temples. Wrists. I rub it on their hands. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It works wonders. It just, like, because sometimes, like, I can't just, like, deep breathe. Like, I need something to sniff, and you don't want to, like, sniff, like, your sweaty armpits. Or, like, sorry, that was really gross. But you don't want to, like, sniff something gross. You want to smell something good, and it helps you breathe, honestly. So, we love that.
Literally just give yourself time. Like, I don't think that I suffer from anxiety or, like, anxiety attacks or something, but obviously there's moments of... Or even mm-hmm. just an influx of information. If a lot of emails come in at work,
oh,
or a lot of
God,
like things
yeah.
are happening, and I'm like, oh crap! Like I have a lot to do. Take a yes. breath and break it into like reasonable steps. I think that's it. And you don't have to do everything at once. I think that's the biggest reminder that I have to give myself. I'm like, it's not like all of these things are due tomorrow. They're not all due today. They're not all due in the next hour. Like we got this.
Yes, we got this. Okay, so the next question is a question I've been getting on a lot of my YouTube videos, comments. Like, I mean, I love how much you guys care, honestly. It's, like, so sweet.
It's so nice. They're very engaged.
I'm like, wow, people know what's up. So a lot of people have been asking me if Callie is still my assistant. If you guys didn't know, last year when I lived alone, I hired on an assistant, Callie. She's awesome. We still text all the time. I love her so much. She's just like, she became a friend. Like, I love her. And I hired her on as an, quote, assistant last year. Like, it wasn't like full time or anything. To just help me, like, if I needed to take a photo for a brand or focus my camera or just like simple things or.
Yeah.
She came on a couple, like, day trips with me to Atlanta or just, like, random stuff like that or, like, helped me. Just, like, random things.
You guys were
things.
Also friends, though.
And we became friends from it. We are friends, yeah. So a lot of people have been commenting, like, I haven't seen her in your videos. Like, is she your still assistant? Like, what's the tea? There is literally no tea. Like, literally at all. Like, at all. She texted me in the beginning of this year and was like, hey, like, I know you have a roommate now. So, like, I totally get, like... Because, like, a lot of the things that I needed was just because, like, I didn't have a roommate. And, like... That's why I hired her. So I still like would love. She said she helps me edit videos and she's like still down
to help, which is so nice. I haven't, like, needed her because Delaney's, like, awesome and will be like, yeah, like, I'll take a photo for you for 5 seconds. Like, I mean, it's just, like, silly to have Callie come all the way over because we used to live really close to each other and now we don't live super close to each other. Like, she used to live walking distance from me. Now she doesn't. So it's just, like, I, like, feel bad having her come over to literally take, like, a 30-second photo for me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we're, like, hanging out next week. Like, we always, like, we still love each other, so it's not like that.
It sounds just like, if I, from an outsider, it sounds mm-hmm. like at the time, the 2 years that you worked with her, you truly had a need for an assistant. And at this point,
it was just 1 year, technically. Yeah.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Just sophomore year. No, yeah, but I mean, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I guess, well, whatever.
Yeah.
But you've also, like, yeah, like, you have other people that could, you know, do the task for you and whatnot.
And I just hate asking people for help. And it's just more of an inconvenience
to integrate that in, so.
Yeah, I know. It's funny, because the reason I hired her was because I was tired. Like, I hate asking people for help. But now I feel bad, like, asking her to come over. Even though I'm, like, paying her, I just feel bad asking her to come over for, like, literally 15 minutes. And, like, I don't have time. Like, it's just, ugh. So, but I love her, Callie, for listening to this. I freaking love you. She knows that. We, like, text and, like, keep each other up to date. She's so funny. Awesome to be around. I do, like,
miss her in the vlogs.
She's so cool.
Such a cool girl.
She's so cool. So, yeah, but there is no tea at all.
No tea, no shade. That's a good way of addressing it. Nice job, Danielle.
Thanks. I mean, okay. That's just how it is.
Next question that I thought we could also both relate to. How to shut off literally your brain at night from working and just, like, wind down. I feel like we've addressed this before, but I don't know if you have any new habits. I kind of do.
No, honestly, what's yours?
I've been, like, on a stricter night routine these days where I make, like, a cup of tea, non-caffeinated tea.
Tea does help. I've been doing that, yes.
Pretty much every night. Yeah, it's really nice. I've been showering at night, so I'll take a nice, like, hot shower, drink my tea. I try to get into bed, and then I just, like, start my night routine. I'll journal a little bit some nights. Some nights I'll take some melatonin gummies. Sometimes I'll hit my CBD pen, which doesn't have any THC. It's just CBD. And I found the key for me is, like, as minimal technology as I can. So I actually don't bring my laptop into bed anymore. I'll just bring my phone, which I know isn't, like, great, but I used to just sit on my laptop in bed mm-hmm. and, like, grind it out. But I only allow myself to do that right after work now. And then I stop because I want to go on my phone if I want to, like, text my parents or text a friend or FaceTime or call someone, whatever it is. I don't really care about the whole, like, technology before bed thing, but when I'm on my computer, I feel the need to, like, want to work and, like, respond to emails
yes.
and respond to people.
I don't do computer in bed a lot either. It's not really
good
for you.
It's not good. You're not supposed to bring things, like, into, like, I don't know. Also, like, I'm not productive when I'm, like, laying in my bed. I never am, like, people could do school from their bed. Like, I can't do that.
Yeah. No. Yeah, no, I agree. I guess and it's also technology, which is so bad, but I do, I got a TV in my room for the first time this year, and I do like to watch, like, an episode of something to kind of take my mind out of, like, mm-hmm. my life and, like, watch Grand Hotel or All American or Dynasty or something like that, and just kind of, like, I don't know, just take your brain away from, like, your life and your worries or good things and just kind of watch an episode, and then I get tired and then I go to bed. Hee. Melatonin does work though.
Yeah, I love the Ollie Sweet gummies. I try not to take them every night, but they definitely are effective. Especially when, like, yeah, it's definitely hard to shut off your brain. I think you just have to, like, call it quits at one point in the night and be like, I'm not doing anymore for mm-hmm. the work stuff. Like, I just want to talk to my friends, or I just want to, like,
yes.
do something.
Yes, literally yesterday, it was game day, like, we're all hanging out, and it was Saturday, and I always post on Sunday mornings, and I had my college week in my life vlog. I was so excited, it's my first one of the year, and I wanted to edit it, and I was like, I'm not, like, I'm gonna be, like, half with my friends, half on my computer, like, let me just wake up in the morning and do it, and I am so happy I did, because I would have not done a great job editing yesterday, and mm-hmm. I wouldn't have had as much fun as I did yesterday. This morning, I woke up, I had my coffee, I edited, I uploaded an hour later than I normally do on Sunday mornings, like, you know, sometimes you just have to be kind of aware and just be like, okay, like, I'm not going to be productive right now. Let me just do this tomorrow.
Completely agree. I think that it's not, like, a certain, like, set thing, though. Like, I feel like these bloggers and, like, people make it, like, out to be so perfect. Like, I do this specific unplugging routine. And honestly, like, I don't know about you, Danielle. Like, I'm just not perfect. Like, that's not reality for me. Mm-hmm. And some days, if I have something due that's last minute, like, I probably will be working late or, like, not unplugged. But, like, that's an ideal circumstance, is that I can do those things to kind of relax and, like, calm down.
Yes. No, I completely agree. So, yeah. I mean, we're still working on it, and, like, obviously I'll keep you guys updated along the way. But, yeah, I think we're trying. We're trying out here.
We are.
So, okay. I see Brooke wrote down a question. What's it like dating in college at Danny? Did someone ask that? I didn't see that question.
Yeah, people were asking about, like, what it's like to have a boyfriend in college. And I honestly think it would be interesting to hear for you, like, in terms of, like, just experiences with everything from, like, the date nights to, like, time to, I don't know. Like,
I I'm going through a lot of, like, trying to figure everything out right now. It's really awesome, honestly. I love it. It is so nice. Like, if you guys are in a sorority, you know how stressful it is to get, like, a date for a date night. It's, like, the most stressful thing.
I don't
thing.
Miss that stress. I don't miss it. That's how much stress I don't miss.
I don't either from, like, what I had to, because it was so stressful. It's, like, you try to ask a random guy or a friend of a friend, and it's just, like, you have so much pressure to, like, entertain them, but also have your own friend. Oh, it's just terrible. So, definitely having, like, a date night buddy, like, 24/7 is so nice. And it's just nice, like I've said, he's total, like, 307, like, super chill. So, like, when I'm with him, I'm very just, like, in the moment, like, super chill. Like, I've never seen him stressed in my entire life. Yet, he's, like, a business major and, like, takes all these super hard classes. I'm like, why are you not stressed? It bothers me. But, like, it's really, really nice. And, like, it works out for me because he's friends with a lot of my friends. So, it's not, like, oh, I'm with my boyfriend only. Like, he, like, exactly. likes to hang out with all of them. I am really trying to figure out the whole, like, balancing being with him, being with my roommate, being with my friends, doing my own thing, going to work out. Like, it's definitely hard in that aspect. But, like, honestly, I prefer the whole having a boyfriend in college over not personally. It's working out well for me. So
100%.
That's that update. And he's great. And we have a lot in common. Yet we're so different. So it's nice.
Happy for you.
Thank you. I am too. I'm really happy. So, yeah. And in 20 days, I turn 21. And then, 19 days. And then he turns 21 2 days after me. So it's going to be a good weekend.
I was going to say, okay, so the next question I was going to say, what is your favorite thing happening in life right now? But I feel like that might.
I don't know
what's going on. Boyfriend, I know. Turning 21, like what?
Spin studio, else? Living with my best friend, just kind of like all of the above. I think junior year is going to be a good year. Brooke knows freshman year was pretty rough for me, and like sophomore year was good, but junior year it's just like
it gets better. I just feel good. That's college though. Like next year will even be even better. So
no, I know, and it's just I'm happy. I'm content. What's your favorite thing happening in your life right now?
I just love living in Boston. Like
I live for
my weekends. I really do, and I guess it'll be nice that I only have, like, a 4-day week of work. I think fall in Boston is going to be, like, phenomenal. I guess that's my favorite thing right now is I'm really lucky to, like, live where I live and, like, have the apartment that I have. And just, like, my life is truly, like, when I take a step back, like, I'm just so grateful for it and, like, happy with where I'm at. So, yeah, I love this. I love my new city.
Yes. Yay. Oh, I'm so happy for you. Well,
you'll come visit soon.
Yes. Oh my gosh. No, we're planning it or we're going to plan it. I just need to figure out my life. I know you only have certain weekends, but we need to, so we can like, honestly, our biggest struggle is we need more photos together, man. When we post these like IG promos for the podcast, we're like, oh my God, we are using from the same photo shoot.
I know. We don't have like any, we did one professional shoot together ever. And even though we wore several outfits, like
we need to do another. We literally need to do another professional shoot. I hope you understand.
Yeah, we should.
Need to find a cool Boston photographer. You guys know any, let us know. I'm sure you probably have already gotten reached out to, Brooke, but we'll figure it out.
Yeah, I've gotten a few messages, but I don't even have to, like, I guess I could do a photo shoot on Saturday or Sunday, but usually I'm hanging out with friends.
No, yeah.
On my grind.
Save it for when I'm there, BB.
Yeah, let's do it.
I'm so excited. Oh, it'd be so good. Well, one of my AirPods just literally died, so I think that's signaling that we need to end this episode.
Oh my gosh, the worst. Okay, well, thank
I'm
you guys so,
mad
so much
about it.
Nah, it happens. And we've been chatting for a while. So thank you guys so much for sticking with us. We love you all so, so much.
Yes, this was a good episode. Feeling good. Yes. Good community.
Check out the merch if you guys haven't already. It's linked in the show notes. We've been getting tagged in the cutest merch pics from you guys.
You can be featured for Merch Monday. I'm wearing our white crew neck sweatshirt right now. I think it's our best seller. Maggie and Gretchen both bought them. Gretchen was sending us little Snapchats. It was so cute. And then Max say like he wants a guy on the go sweatshirt or something?
Yeah. He's so funny. Oh my gosh. I love Max and Gretchen. Faves. So check out the merch. Check out the Facebook group, Instagram. Our personal channels are at Danielle Carolyn, at Brooke Michio, if you're feeling,
yes, ma'am.
If you're feeling it. We love you guys so, so much. We'll talk to you next Wednesday with a brand new episode.
Yes, we love you guys so much and have an amazing rest of your day. Bye-bye.
Bye. Every car comes with its share of stories. That ding in your bumper from when you nervously picked up a first date, the luxury package you got after a big promotion, or the mileage you saved by riding your bike all summer. While you can't put a price tag on your stories, now with TrueCar, you can at least find out what your car's worth when it's time to sell or trade in. Just go to TrueCar, simply enter your license plate number, and watch how your car's details pop up. Then answer a few questions. Navigation and moonroof, watch as they bump up your value. High mileage, you already knew it was going to cost you, but now you know how much it dings your wallet, so you can plan ahead. Once you're finished, you'll get a true cash offer sent in minutes, which you can take to a local certified dealer to cash out or trade in. So when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out TrueCar today. True cash offer not available in all areas.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.